I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. And let's take a look at some other outdoor information. The State Park Event Camping opening reservation date is March 31st. So on March 31st, it's the first day you can make campsite and cabin reservations for Friday, June 29th arrival. You can go on to campsd.com or call 1-800-710-2267. Coming up in Watertown, another Mike Williams lecture series. It's with the mayor, Sarah Caron. It's Tuesday, April 3rd, 7 o'clock, out at the Bramble Park Zoo. It's in the Terry Redland Environmental Center, and that's talking about wastewater and much more. For more info, you can call Doug Alvine, 881-7496. Then coming up April 10th in Watertown, the Wildlife Damage Management Open House, and that will be in Watertown. And they'll host several of these open house meetings for landowners and sportsmen, and it allows landowners and others to learn about wintertime depredation, goose depredation, coyote and beaver damage programs, and much more. Again, that's at the Days Inn, April 10th at 5:30 to 7:30 in Watertown. In the entryway here at the radio station, we do have application forms for the 33rd Annual Dakota Sportsman Eric Wingy's Memorial Walleye Fishing Tournament. It's Saturday, June 9th, $150 per team, two-person teams, an 80-team limit, and that has filled the last 2 years. And it's a young angler fishing tournament Saturday, June 10th. And it's two anglers, 17 years and under, with an adult for that. We have all the information and entry form here for that, too. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Now we travel to Esteline. Hamlin County Conservation Officer Dan Sternhagen. And Dan, as far as the fishing, maybe walkout or ATVs now because of the shorelines and ice conditions?
Yeah, I'd definitely be suggesting that. The ice is probably still good out there, but you know what guys are going to really start running into is whether they can get on and off the lakes now, just the way the shorelines are getting. So in regards to the fish bite, out on Ponset, the fish are still biting out there. Walleyes, mornings, evenings, perch here and there, not as good as it probably should be at this time of year, but if you put in the effort, you might be able to find some of those too. So
mostly off that west end by the old lake view and then over maybe Hammer's Pasture or the Stonebridge area?
Yep. Hammer's Pasture, Sorensen's, I've seen a few people out in front of Stonebridge is another one. Some guys are coming off of Saarinen's and getting out to the Grapes Point and catching some fish as well. So
I think everything's pretty full around you, so probably, some of the stuff might come out of the banks and places between Ponset and maybe Hayti.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I'm trying to think. I can't remember the last time I've been by the control structure on Ponset, but I know I'm sure we got to be over full just from looking at past reports from a few weeks ago and seeing as much water has melted and kind of ran off into the streams and lakes, they got to be up there. So,
well, I don't know if we're going to hold a lot of birds up where there's a lot of snow, but I'd imagine between Huron and Willow Lake, there's got to be a pile of snow geese.
Yeah, this this last week we were looking at quite a few birds moving up into the area. Things were looking pretty good for everything until that snow really set in on Saturday. And trying to work Saturday and watching pretty much every single goose was not flying north. They were flying south.
Yeah. So, go figure, huh?
Yep.
Dan Sternhagen. So oh, yeah.
No, I was going to say, so hopefully by this weekend, with the nice weather we have had, they'll move back up into this area. So.
Well, good. Well, Dan Sternhagen out of Hamlin County, thank you. Now on the phone from the Elks Lodge 838 in Watertown, John Stonebarger, and it's the fishing raffle for this year, Friday, April 6th at the Elks. And tell us all about it, John.
Yeah, we do a fishing raffle once a year. It's to raise funds for our Elks charities that we do throughout the year. And this year will be Friday, April 6th. $75 donation. We have over $2,500 in prizes. We've got hors d'oeuvres at 6 o'clock. We've got cocktails from 6 to 9. We've got dinner from 7 to 9. Drawings will start at 7 o'clock. We'd like to have people come out and help us raise some money for our charities.
And how can they get a hold of someone for more information or questions?
Well, they can either call 886-5152, or they can stop in the Elks, buy a ticket, or see one of the Elks officers. They've got tickets.
That's a big fishing raffle Friday, April 6th, that all starts at about 6 o'clock at the Elks in Watertown. Now we head to the hillside, Chamberlain, South Dakota, pro guide Gary Allen. And first of all, still a lot of snow geese in the area, Gary?
The snow geese pretty well moved out of the Chamberlain area. There are quite a few of them over around Mitchell, east of Mitchell, and over by Spencer and over in that area. They're just not the geese. There was a lot of them around here earlier, but they've pulled out.
Well, I imagine the cold fronts and the weather pattern we're in now probably isn't real good for good fishing.
Yeah, the pattern, this cold weather has moved in, and we're just not into the fish right now like we were here a week ago. We're still catching some, but it was really been slow the last 2 days. I was out yesterday, picked up six pretty nice walleyes out of my boat. My son was out, picked up 12 out of his, but then we had some other guys that were out also that it wasn't real good. But we've started this morning about... I'm on the water right now. I started this morning. I suppose about 7:30, 8 o'clock. We got two walleyes that we've caught so far. One's about a 18-incher, and the other one's about 19 and a half. Caught a really nice fish, but right now we're in about 35-40 degree temperatures with about 30 mph wind. So.
And Gary, are they releasing a lot of water where you got to slow the boat down?
They hardly released any yesterday. Today, my son's up to fishing by the dam right now today, and they said they got about two turbines going up there right now. So
okay.
It's slowed up quite a bit. The report is it was really good last week, and it's slowed up. The weather front's coming in. It hasn't helped us out at all.
Yeah.
And towards the weekend, now we got 30-degree temperatures for highs during the day and 40-mph winds coming in here Saturday and Sunday. So, you know, that does the fishing.
Yeah.
Slows the play up.
Well, Gary Allen at the Hillside Chamberlain, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Now we travel down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, I imagine, I even believe it's walkout on Ponset now. But if you want to start at Sioux Falls and work up, is there open water where people can try some lakes in that zone?
You know, As far as I know, there isn't any open water even around Sioux Falls yet. You know, the ice is starting to get pretty sketchy down there. Those days that were in the low 40s up around Brookings, Watertown, we're in the mid-50s down around Sioux Falls. But we haven't started our operations yet, and we haven't really gotten any reports, at least of any of our lakes we manage opening up around that area. So I think it's walk out around the region, even though the northern end of the region, if you got an ATV, we've still got 24 inches of ice, and it's a little softer than it was 2 weeks ago, but honestly, if you could get off the shoreline, which is kind of slushy and stuff, I think you could still drive out. But folks are taking ATVs or walking, and fishing. Well, the few people, there's not a lot of pressure right now. The few people that are going out, Ponset is still producing limits of those 14 to 15 inch walleyes with a lot of smaller ones in the mix. Seems like things get started at dark and go into the middle of the night. I've heard a good report off of Whitewood still. I'm not sure what ice conditions are there, but sounds like the perch are smaller. They're not those jumbo perch. They're in that 8 to 9.5 inch class, but you get some really nice walleyes in the mix, those 20-inch-plus walleyes. have not heard anything off the Highway 81 lakes. We did go by West Oakwood last night, and nobody was out there. Sinai has been pretty quiet, too. I think the ice would still be good on Sinai, and I would guess that if you got in the right spot out there, that they're still picking up a few crappies and a few walleyes. Further south and towards Madison, the reports I've gotten have been slow. Just not a lot of activity out there right now. So, you know, there's still some fishing to be had around the region. We've got awfully good ice for the last week of March.
Well, you know, and on Ponset, really, if you want to walk off that west side, do the early morning and or do the sunset time with maybe an hour or two on each side of that, I think you can still catch some walleyes in relatively safe ice to be out on.
Yeah, that ice is still good. There's no fear there, and even the shoreline, it's just that snow melt and that snowpack there has you know produced about a foot of slush, and so it's a little scary. But I think the ice underneath it is still pretty good.
Well, Dave Lucchese, biologist out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls offices of Game Fish and Parks. Thank you. Now we travel up to the Webster offices of Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell on fishing. Good, bad weather. People been able to get out, and if so, was anything happening with the bite?
It's been pretty tough. I would say our number of people fishing is way down. We're just seeing a handful of people here and there. Nothing spectacular as far as the bite goes. I think enemy swim may be your best bet for some smaller bluegills. Did hear on South Buffalo some small bluegills caught yesterday. Perhaps on Wabe, the north end, a few perch coming out of there and in the refuge area. There's some activity, and I think maybe some perch have been caught on occasion. Bitter Lakes, a few walleyes coming out, mainly in that right before sunset. That's been our best bite over there. But overall, I would say it's a pretty slow bite right now.
On the north end, the Lynn Lake, Hazleton, Opitz, anything out of their cattail? Roy, any word of any north lakes?
I've heard a few people on Pius catching some smaller perch. There's been some activity over on Lynn. I don't know if they're catching. I think they're catching occasional bigger walleye off of Lynn. That's what I'm hearing. Hazleton, really haven't heard much on that for a while now. Clear and Roy have been pretty quiet all winter. I think a few northerns have come out of Roy is what I've been hearing. But otherwise, it's just been a pretty tough bite up there.
Your spawning crew, do you remember when you were in the water working and taking eggs and sperm last year?
The last 3 years, the peak of the spawn's been right around April 14th. We've had, that's been right at the peak. It's not looking like we're going to be doing anything before that this year. I'm guessing, towards the end of April before we're going to have the sea ice out and start looking at spawning walleyes. And the one interesting thing, we have these late years with the ice out, so that means things get compressed into a pretty short time frame, so those walleyes will probably go pretty quick as soon as that ice comes off.
Well, I can remember some years you're talking where even some northerns were spawning up under the ice or when there were still ice conditions.
Yeah, that happens, I think quite frequently with the northern pike. It's a temperature thing as far as getting those fish ready to spawn. It's temperature as well as photo period. And so we can have that photo period be in the right place, and in them bays, some of them shallow bays and shallow areas will start to warm up and the temperature will get right. And sometimes we'll see some of that spawning occur underneath the ice.
I don't know how anybody would figure out what the elevation is on Bitter, if it was full, low, couple foot, and Wabe, those two big lakes. But the other lakes in Day County, they could use some runoff and some good spring rains, couldn't they?
Yeah, most of our lakes are down. We've been losing water the last few years. Spring runoff does wonders for our fish populations. It just increases the productivity of these waters, floods that terrestrial vegetation, provides the hiding places for small fish that are born that year. So it's a win-win situation as far as fish go. So it would be nice if we did see some runoff.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Well, now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Conservation Officer Kyle Lensner, and Kyle covering Clark and Coddington counties now for a while. But Clark County, I hear maybe a lot of snow geese are moving in, maybe some of them staying for a while.
Yep, now that we're getting some warmer weather here, we're starting to get a few more geese in. And I know last week we had a pretty good push, and then we got that little bit of a snow, and that kind of pushed them back south there. And now hopefully we'll get some more consistent weather where they don't get pushed back out of here. But it sounds like quite a few are moving in, seeing quite a few around, so should be some good opportunities here this coming weekend.
Well, from Watertown to Clark and fishing, probably sporadic to say the best at any good bite for walleye or perch.
Yep, it's been, continues to be hit and miss. Now the ice conditions are starting to get, starting to go down a little bit here now that we're getting some warmer weather and got some of that weather that we did. And I know it's getting now that time of year where it's going to be foot travel and ATV travel. Some of the lakes around Dry Lake, south in Clark there, number two, guys are picking up some walleye in the mornings and the evenings. Perch has been real hit and miss. Got to do a lot of searching to find just a couple. Indian Springs, guys are picking up some walleye yet. Seems like the shallows, and once again, that later in the day into the evening time is when they're getting them. Reed Lake up there, they're getting some walleye after dark up there. Just got to do a lot of traveling is the only bad thing. It seems like that east side of the lake is where they're catching them right now.
Around Watertown, maybe a few out of goose or pelican at times, but kind of slow?
Yep, it's been pretty slow around Watertown lately. Sounds like goose would probably be the best one. That one seems to be a morning or evening bite, but it continues to be one of those hit or miss ones where one day it's real good and then the next day it's kind of slow.
Stink Lake still giving up some perch or not a lot of people trying?
Not a lot of people trying that. I think once the ice conditions went down a little bit, I think guys just didn't feel like walking out there to go after the perch.
Well, Kyle Lensner out of the Clark and Coddington County offices of Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.